You. Well, that's where you heal the whole person. You see, you're a triune being. You live simultaneously on three planes of understanding. Every one of us are the same. Every one of us. The difference is in our results, but the same here. And that's where it all starts. And that's what we want to understand. When we walk into that office where the broadloom is up to our cheeks and there's a great big oak desk and a battery of secretaries, that person is not that much better than you are. I don't care how big their car is, how much money they've got in the bank. I don't care how pretty they are. They're no better than you, and they're no better than me. See, our problem is we have been living strictly with our sensory factors and never with our higher level of understanding. If a person's skin is a different color, we say they're different. If a person lives on the other side of an imaginary line, we say they're different. If a person speaks a different language, we say they're different. If a person is a different sex, we say they're different. Are they? No. They appear different to our sight. But when we develop a higher understanding, we're going to find out that we're all the same. And when we start to grasp that, then we can start to take action on the results we want. As we see a person getting better results, we can watch and see how they're getting them, and then we can do what they're doing. Napoleon Hill says it pays to know how to buy knowledge. I'm going to tell you the best money you have ever invested is in this seminar. And I'm not saying that because I'm selling it or I'm doing it. And I'm not saying that because John Sandler or John's done it. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that because I've studied thousands of seminars, and what we've done is take the very best out of them all and put them in this. When this was introduced to you early this morning, this was advertised as the most effective personal development seminar in the world today. It is, so far as I know. And I'm going to tell you, I've been to a lot of them. And it is because we give you a picture and then we show you how to change things. Well, Dr. Fleet said, if we're going to see health, we're going to have to give a person an image of the other side of their personality. And he said, since no one's ever seen the mind, I'm going to make a picture of the mind. Now, he said, let this represent the mind. Then he said, let this represent the thing that we've given all of our attention to now, up till now, the body. And he says, it's this thing here that moves into action and causes the results that we get. If we're going to change what we do, or if we're going to change our behavior, we're definitely going to have to change what's going on in here. If we're going to change what's going on in here, we're going to have to understand how it functions. And as he pointed out, there are two sections to the mind, joined together, but different in their method of operation. And he referred to this as the conscious mind and this as the subconscious mind. Now, if you look on page 6 of your action planner, you'll see that drawing. The day Leland Bell Vandewall drew that on the opposite side of a placemat in the coffee shop of the Skyline Hotel on Dixon Road in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, I'm going to tell you my life changed. I've put that drawing on the board thousands and thousands of times, and periodically when I do, I hear people snicker. But I'm going to tell you, if they stick around, they don't snicker for long. Because what it does, it starts to trigger all kinds of light in their mind. You've heard, let there be light, let there be a higher consciousness, let there be an awareness. Well, what we've given you here is a picture to start working with. It's not my picture. It's not even Thruman Fleet's. It's our picture. The second you've got it in your mind, it's yours. No one can lay claim to something like this, but we can all use it. And we are all the same. I don't care how different you may appear to be to the person beside you. You and the person beside you are exactly the same. Now, it's understanding of how this functions that makes it different. Now, if you'll flip over in your exercise book, your action planner, to page 8. And I would suggest that you follow this really closely. You could be sitting in your den or your family room and just watching this and the book stuck away somewhere. That'd be a terrible error. You'd be wasting your time. And you know, time wasted, you never get back. Now, of course, you only have to pay once, you see. If you've wasted the past, you've already paid the price. You don't have to pay twice. There's some consolation to it. But I would suggest you get the book out and follow me here. Now, you'll notice on page 8 and 9 are 6 drawings there. It's actually just 3 different ideas, or it's one idea broken down into 3 different parts. And as you take a look on page 8, the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, and the body, there are some very key parts to that. On the top drawing on page 8, we say this is the part of your mind that thinks or reasons. This is where your free will lies. Viktor Frankl wrote a magnificent